from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 14 dead after Maiduguri blasts. Military officials in Nigeria say at least 14 people are dead after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri late Thursday. Officials said today that 39 others were injured in the blasts. Witnesses said at least two of the bombers appeared to be women. A military spokesman said the attacks took place near the Ajalari railroad crossing in Maiduguri. Maiduguri has often been a target of Boko Haram attacks. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. At the Pentagon yesterday, spokesperson Peter Cook met with reporters about the Russian airstrikes.
The view is that if we can take steps to avoid miscalculation, misjudgment, to avoid some sort of accident happening in the skies, we are going to at least engage in that conversation right now with the Russians, and we'll see where that goes.
Russian jets continue to stage airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but some observers charge also the anti-Assad fighters backed by the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal in a speech to the U.N. General Assembly yesterday in New York.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
The Israeli leader said he is prepared to immediately resume direct negotiations with the Palestinian Authority without preconditions. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered